Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 29th, the two-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the storm that killed more than 1,400 people along the Gulf Coast and flooded nearly 80% of New Orleans, and exposed weaknesses in the government's ability to cope with the disaster. President Bush and his wife, Laura, are in the region today to mark the moment and will be visiting a rebuilt school in New Orleans and a community center in Mississippi. We will talk this hour about the progress that has been made rebuilding New Orleans since the storm and why large areas of the city remain in shambles. And we will wonder if the federal government's performance since the storm will play a role in picking a new president. The presidential campaign trail traveled through the Gulf Coast over the weekend and earlier this week, and we will talk with our guest about what the candidates are saying there, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions. John Edwards was there, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, some Republicans too, Republican Mike Huckabee and Duncan Hunter. I'm not sure if I missed anyone. We'll find out. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Brian Brox, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Tulane University. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's first talk about the president's visit there today. He's going to be, I think he was at a restaurant last night, and today he's going to be visiting this charter school, and then he's going to travel to Mississippi. Is he going to be booed or cheered or neither today?
I think largely it's going to be neither. There are some serious issues that many in the New Orleans area have with the federal government's response. However, some people are just moving on, and some people are still in the midst of trying to rehabilitate their homes and their lives and their careers. And I think a lot of today will be business as usual for people around New Orleans, despite the fact that it's the anniversary of the landfall of Katrina, as well as the arrival of the President of the United States. It's still tough for a great many people in this area.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got to just go on with their lives. But speaking of rehabilitation, has the federal government and President Bush rehabilitated his or its image since the failures right after the storm?
Not to any great degree. I think that many people in this area are suffering from a great deal of incumbent fatigue. They feel that the administrations at all levels, local, state, and federal, really failed them, and it would have been one thing if it had just been a failure in the immediate aftermath. I mean, it was a tremendous event to have to deal with, but the continual problems in bringing people back to their homes, distributing money, repairing the levees have just further exacerbated a lot of tension in this area. And I think that, a lot of people are just kind of throwing their hands up and trying to rebuild and trying to recover despite any efforts that the federal government might be making as opposed to as a result of federal efforts.
So can you help us understand why the Bush administration at least promised $110 billion in aid to rebuild the region or to help rebuild the region? Why that's not enough or why it's not being spent properly or why we're not seeing any more progress?
Well, to a large degree, the problem with the extensive federal help is so much of that went to, so much of the federal monies went to immediate response to the catastrophe, to the storm. So a lot of that was evacuating the city, immediate repair needs, housing, and now later FEMA trailers for a lot of the displaced residents of the city and the area. The other thing to keep in mind is that despite the fact that this story seems to be centered on New Orleans, an entire region was affected by Katrina, and so the money has been spread around. Mississippi has gotten a good share of this. Some additional monies have gone to other regions within Louisiana as well as to Alabama. So the money itself has been dispersed. And then the remaining monies that the federal government set aside have been filtered through layers of bureaucracy, particularly at the state level, and with lots of government money come lots of government regulations and lots of government checks to make sure that there hasn't been waste and fraud and abuse. And I'm sorry to say that that hasn't always been followed, but the layers of bureaucracy are there nonetheless, which have in some cases inhibited people on the ground, whether they be homeowners or small business owners, from getting the grants, the loans, et cetera, that are going to help rebuild this area. So there are a lot of factors that are standing between federal money and rapid redevelopment of New Orleans.
We're going to check our weather forecast and then continue talking with Brian Brox, who is an assistant professor of political science at Tulane University, talking with us on this, the two-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we will talk more about the politics of Hurricane Katrina coming up. President Bush is there today. The Democratic presidential candidates are winding their campaign trail through New Orleans as well. We'll wonder if Katrina and the response to Katrina will play a role in picking our new president. Do you think it will? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine at 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up later today, John Munson in for Ben Marins between 4 and 6. And after 5, John's guest physician will explore the connection between depression and heart disease and discuss the management of both diseases with suggestions for coping with both. That's coming up after 5 o'clock. We are talking about Hurricane Katrina. It's 2 years since Hurricane Katrina blew ashore and destroying much of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast, killing hundreds of people and exposing weaknesses in the government's ability to cope with the disaster. The presidential candidates are descending on New Orleans to offer their vision on how to restore the area and how to improve government response to disasters like Hurricane Katrina. A whole bunch of them were in town on Sunday and Monday. The president is there today. We will talk more with our guest this hour about the politics surrounding Hurricane Katrina and the rebuilding of New Orleans. Brian Brox is an assistant professor of political science at Tulane University. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about this, too, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Before we go into what the various other presidential candidates are saying while visiting New Orleans, Professor, let's talk a little bit about exactly what it looks like in New Orleans right now. I'm looking at an Associated Press story that says that 2 years after the storm, there has been some progress. New Orleans' population continues to grow. Sales tax revenues are approaching normal, but huge areas of the city remain in shambles. Bureaucracy is choking federal and state assistance. This hasn't redeemed the federal government from its dismal performance in the storm's immediate aftermath. Would you say that's correct?
I think on the whole that's correct, although me and a lot of other locals and people that comment in the media take some issue with the general tenor of a lot of the national press coverage of New Orleans. There are still a number of challenges facing this area, but the fact that, or the tone that it's so dire, everything that is so difficult to put together, there are a lot of people facing very hard times, but the entire region has not been dealt this death blow, and there are a great many success stories in this area. To be sure, we need to keep our focus and continue to work hard to bring people back, but you know, the areas that are devastated are largely areas that are residential areas and areas that are in more flood-prone to begin with. And so those areas still are fairly bleak. Those areas have not experienced significant rebuilding in terms of the housing stock, nor have they experienced any kind of significant repopulation within the business communities there. So, yeah, it is pretty stark, but there are a number of other areas that have almost come back to full pre-Katrina standard. And so this area is not limping along by any means, but it's certainly still in need of help.
Yeah. Another story, despite the stories of rebuilding in New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina, residents there say crime remains a huge problem. Military police still patrol New Orleans streets in their Humvees, but the city's police force is smaller and crime suspects walk free because of the breakdown of a legal system that was already at the brink of collapse before Katrina. Yes?
To a large degree, that is the case. Although I would point out that the vast majority of violent crime in this area is it's drug related. It's usually gang on gang or dealer on dealer related. Of course, that's no consolation to people who happen to live in those areas, who have to deal with not only the constant presence of the drug trade, but then the subsequent violence. So the average tourist and many other areas in the city are relatively safe, but the problems for those affected neighborhoods, as well as the effect on the image of New Orleans, and even the fact that, as you quote in the story, several people have been released as a result of lack of coordination among various law enforcement agencies in the area, just speaks to kind of a general malaise that some people feel toward the government response and the need to really, knuckle down and try to improve government response, not only with the recovery and the housing, but also rebuild this area in a new way to get past the problems that existed in this area before Katrina and try to put a new spin on this old and vibrant area.
Yeah, let's go to a caller, Scott in Green Bay. Hi, Scott, you're on the air.
Good morning. I just had a couple of comments. I seeing the aftermath and seeing all the footage of Katrina and really being able to observe New Orleans and the surrounding communities and that, I think the biggest disaster is it had been a horrible environment for years and years. It's such a depressed economic environment, New Orleans and that area of Louisiana. And I know the Bush administration gets a lot of rap for a lack of response, but in that area in Louisiana, you have state, local, city politics have been run by the Democrats for a lifetime, and it's been a pathetic environment for people. And that's my first point, is we need to figure out how to rebuild New Orleans and to make it not the environment it was. And then my second point is, if global warming is the big upcoming issue, and the seas, as Al Gore says, are going to rise 20 feet, why would we want to rebuild New Orleans? I mean, because we're inviting an opportunity for this to happen all over again, because when you build a city below sea level, I don't care how good your engineering is, eventually a natural disaster like this will occur again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Professor Brox, any comment on maybe the first one, first point first? Bush gets rapped for the lack of response, but it was pretty pathetic even before Katrina.
Well, Louisiana certainly has this reputation of, shall we say, colorful politicians and politicians who have perhaps ulterior motives in addition to public service. And we've also had some fairly recent high-profile politicians suffer from, indictment. That we've had some corruption in this area historically and recently. I would argue that that's not to a much larger degree than many other areas. For some reason, New Orleans and Louisiana in general, this really plays out very strongly in the media. You'll find corruption in a lot of other areas, but it's really had a significant effect on the actual quality of life down here. That said, we are experiencing population growth, and demography, our demographic statistics are showing that we're getting a large influx of people not necessarily returning. In the last 6 months, not necessarily people returning, but new people, outsiders bringing in new ideas, new energy, new business opportunity to this area. And so those people bring kind of a different perspective in terms of what they want out of government. And even the locals, the longtime residents, are starting to see that the response, the recovery is not going as they had hoped. It's not going as rapidly as they hoped, and perhaps that there needs to be a wholesale change in the way we do business down here. So repeating the culture, the political culture that we had before, that your caller is absolutely right, that that's not going to solve anything down here. But there are a number of people who are committed to making this a viable political culture. And to the caller's second point, in terms of making it just a viable society, a viable community, given the environmental realities of this area, New Orleans is a key city. It is a key port for transportation, for trade in a number of agricultural as well as petrochemical commodities. There has to be somewhere on the Mississippi River to, you know, serve as this hub for a great deal of import and export trade. New Orleans is going to play this role. In addition, we are becoming, in a number of initiatives, including a recent Veterans Administration decision, we're going to be a regional hub for medical research and medical education. So there are a number of reasons why New Orleans is important, not only to this region, but also to the entire country. And to just write that off because it's below sea level, that it doesn't make sense. There's a lot of infrastructure here. There's a large population here, and there's a vital need for the services that the city can provide.
Yeah. Now, you indicated at the beginning of the interview that maybe people weren't even going to be paying all that much attention to President Bush's visit today, but what do the residents of New Orleans want to hear from President Bush or the federal government today?
Well, the best-case scenario would be for him to get up and say, I have a large check.
Mm-hmm.
Short of that, it would be a renewed call for cooperation between the administration and both the Republican and Democratic parties within Congress to address both the immediate need. There are shortfalls in a lot of the government funds dedicated toward rebuilding and bringing people home to the area, as well as the long-term needs of this community. The levees in particular require strengthening, and that's a federal responsibility. The entire nation benefits from the trade that goes on along the Mississippi River, and the fact that that remains navigable is important to everyone in this country, and it's the federal responsibility. It's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' responsibility to make sure that this port area and the Mississippi River down here remains a source of import and export and commercial trade, as well as a viable community to help support that process. So it's really a federal responsibility, and people down here are looking for the administration to take a stronger lead in saying, we're going to meet your short-term needs and we're going to meet your long-term needs.
Yeah, and we have a news break in just a minute. Why is President Bush spending, last night and today in the region? Doesn't it just, remind everybody about the failed response?
I think it's really, a fine line to walk for him. Mm-hmm. I think if he does not come at all, it sends an even worse message for him. This is a significant national event. This would be, for people down here, I don't want to make light of this in any way, but for people down here, this would be, they would see an analogy of him skipping out on a memorial of 9/11 in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major tragedy. This is something that the locals in this area think that everyone should see as significant, not just for our lives, but for the entire nation.
Yeah.
And for him to skip on that would be, further proving a point that he doesn't care. So he needs to be here.
We're gonna check news and be right back. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36. Good to have you along on this Wednesday, August the 29th. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we are talking about the progress that has been made, or the lack of progress that has been made, in rebuilding New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, and wondering how this issue might play in the presidential race. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, who is from there, Brian Brox, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Tulane University, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org and include your first name and your community with your email. President Bush and Laura Bush are in New Orleans today to mark the anniversary. They plan to visit a New Orleans charter school and a community center in Mississippi. The chief of rebuilding for the Gulf Coast in the Bush administration, says $96 billion in aid have been dispersed to the region or are available to local governments, implying that the fault with the lack of progress in rebuilding lies with local officials, according to the Associated Press. And I wonder, Professor Brox, if you have a comment on that.
Well, I don't study public budgeting, so I can't tell you if the money is actually here or not. But what I can tell you, because I do study public opinion, is that this only reinforces the desperation and some desperate feelings about politics in general among the residents of New Orleans. They don't see the money. And they have been told by particularly local leadership that the problem is with the federal and state levels, that the money is not being sent down. And the state level has been arguing that we need to be continuing to press the federal government for additional funds. And now we hear the federal government saying, but we've been sending you lots of money. It's the local people that aren't putting it to use. So people trying to rebuild lives, trying to get their kids into new schools, trying to, you know, rebuild a house, they just want to know when things are going to get better. And when there's continually shifting of blame, that just further increases cynicism and further, you know, hampers the ability of the region to recover.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about all the other candidates running for president who are trotting through the area. Senator Edwards, John Edwards, former Senator John Edwards, has to be the candidate that has made Katrina New Orleans sort of a centerpiece of his campaign. Is that right?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. He came down here, I believe it was last December, to make his official announcement speech. In this particular issue resonates very well with his broader campaign theme, which is he's renewing the discussion of the two Americas that he had originally brought up in the 2004 campaign, and the idea that there are certain people that are advanced, privileged, that get the benefit in the status quo, and there are certain people who are being left behind. This is a perfect backdrop for him to try to make that case.
Mm-hmm. And what is he saying needs to be done to restore New Orleans?
Well, these make for very interesting, you know, visuals and certainly great photo opportunities for when they come down here. In terms of specifics, we have not been hearing a lot, particularly from Edwards. There's, you know, better coordinated government response, better handling with FEMA, changes in how the Army Corps of Engineers does things, changes to just in general the bureaucracy. So a lot of, and this not just for John Edwards, but for most of the candidates, very generic things about how they would do it better, much less in terms of specific plans for, I'm going to do this, I'm going to allocate money to this particular resource, I'm going to, you know, make a particular effort to address particular concerns that are going on down here. It's still early, and there are a lot of much earlier primary states for them to consider.
Yeah. Same thing from Senator Clinton.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I should mention the one exception to that has been Senator Barack Obama, who was down here over the weekend and provided a specific plan for his ideas for Gulf Coast and particularly New Orleans recovery, mm-hmm. where he would focus human resources within his administration, where he would focus efforts for policy change legislation to make things easier for not only the recovery here but also for future natural disasters like this, and where he would spend the money. So he has been notable in his specific plans for the area.
Yeah, I'm reading here that actually John Edwards, while visiting New Orleans, did propose a Brownies law that would ensure the federal political appointees are qualified for their jobs.
Well, that's mm-hmm. very interesting, and part of that just gets back to mm-hmm. many of the Democratic candidates are going to want to argue against Katrina as a reason for choosing the Democratic candidate in the election next year, and all of them have this to play against President Bush, who will be looming over the election even though he's not running. And so saying that they're going to do it differently, they're going to have someone who is a technocrat leading FEMA as opposed to a political supporter, it just makes good copy. It just makes an interesting point and a counterpoint to the way that it was handled before.
Yeah, I'm trying to see here. There a couple of Republicans also participated in forums and visited the region in the last couple of days. Says here that Mike Huckabee a Republican from Arkansas did say that the that the federal government needed to respond better to that disaster and needs to put people first, paperwork next in a disaster the size of Katrina. Want to react to that?
Well, it's interesting. Huckabee was down here at a forum sponsored by Senator Mary Landrieu over the weekend, in addition to Duncan Hunter. And the two of them provide a very interesting contrast into what the Republican candidates in general are facing. The Republican ideology suggests that there is should be smaller government, particularly smaller government at the federal level, and that additional power should be left to, an additional responsibility should be left to the state and local governments. That's just what conservatism means.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real dilemma here. This is a significant event, and it's a significant opportunity for people to kind of point fingers at a Republican administration and say, you didn't do a good job. And yet, it's hard for a Republican to say, well, we need to make the government's ability to respond to this more robust. That flies in the face of a lot of conservative thinking. So it was interesting that Huckabee, who's trying to paint himself as one of the stronger conservatives in the GOP field, is nonetheless saying, well, but here's an area where we do need a stronger government response. We need to do things in order to make it possible for the federal government to do more. And he got into a verbal tussle with Duncan Hunter, who pretty much challenged that premise, that maybe this is something that the federal government needs to do less of, that this needs to be something where the power is devolved to the states and to the local governments, not only the power but the responsibility to deal with things like this.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Tom in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi. I got one question. It's regarding Mississippi. You don't hear them complaining about having problems getting money regarding rebuilding, but you hear it all from New Orleans. Is there some relationship in that respect from the state point of view or from the federal point of view?
It's a federal-state relationship, and critics in this area would point to one man, and that's Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
Extremely influential lobbyist and former chairman of the Republican National Committee. The fact that there is a Republican administration and consistent, the ultimate cynics would say consistent Republican voting in the Electoral College would suggest that there's been a prompt and, in a per capita basis, a much larger response with money to Mississippi than there has been to slightly more Democratic and slightly less conforming to Republican presidential voting Louisiana. The fact that there is a consistent Republican, for the most part, Republican congressional delegation coming out of Mississippi, whereas the senior member of the congressional delegation in Louisiana is a Democrat, there have been a lot of critics that think that Barbour in particular was able to smooth over these debates and actually, perhaps if there were problems with the Mississippi response, to address them in private with the administration and to get things moving much more quickly compared to the Democratic, both state-level administration with Governor Kathleen Blanco as well as with Senator Landrieu, and that the partisan bickering clouded the recovery for Louisiana.
We're talking with Brian Brox, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Tulane University, on this, the two-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which battered Louisiana, New Orleans, the Gulf Coast, killing hundreds of people, 1,600 people along the Gulf Coast, and flooded nearly 80% of New Orleans. And we're talking about rebuilding efforts, concerns over the rebuilding efforts, and how President Bush and all the, or most of the presidential candidates are visiting New Orleans to mark this anniversary. We wonder what this storm and the issues raised by it, what role that will play in the presidential race of 2008. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we'll be welcoming in a former CIA officer, author of the book See No Evil. His story was why we saw the movie Syriana, is Robert Baer, Bob Baer, who says the U.S. is poised to strike Iran within the next 6 months. We'll find out why he says that coming up after 8 o'clock. We're talking with Brian Brox this hour, assistant professor of political science at Tulane University, about the politics of Hurricane Katrina and the presidential candidates descending on New Orleans to offer their vision for repairing and rebuilding the area and improving the government's response to a disaster like Hurricane Katrina. And our next caller is Don in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Di. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to ask the professor, I guess if we can draw a distinction between what happened in Minnesota and then what's happened in New Orleans. The only reason I'm interested in that question is because I was on that bridge a couple hours before it collapsed. And I saw it on the news because we were taking our son to orientation in the university. And I saw that thing on the news, and the next day Laura Bush, or a couple of days later, came in and talked to the people. Do you see any differences? I think I thought there were some differences in the way the current administration responded to it. Yeah. I was just curious.
Well, Don, thank you for bringing that up. How terrifying for you. Think there's a difference, Professor Brox?
Well, I think there are a couple of key differences. One being, obviously, the fact that, you know, as terrible as it was, the Minnesota bridge collapse was a localized tragedy. The federal response, and whether you're talking about the actual bringing in of troops and water and food, or just the kind of the symbolic response of dignitaries coming down here to see the destruction, it was hampered by the fact that 80% of the city was underwater. So that's one big problem. It was just hard to get here. But the other problem, or the other distinction I see, is that there was, anytime something like that, when you see something like structural failure in a key transportation route, the initial thought from most first responders is that, is this terrorism? In a post 9/11 world, the thought was, is this some homegrown cell that's trying to start something? And so it was pretty clear that what was happening in New Orleans was not terrorism. And so while it was tragic, it turns out, I mean, the city negotiated the hurricane pretty well. It was only after the levees breached afterward that it became serious down here. And so the federal response was gearing up toward, you know, what does a standard hurricane response look like? It's bringing in the ice, bringing in the food, bringing in the water, but, you know, we'll come down and tour the damage after everything is settled. And then the levees broke, whereas in Minnesota, you know, there needs to be instant understanding about whether this is a terrorist attack. And then, you know, the final point I would make was that clearly the administration learned from what happened down here. They took a serious public relations hit by seeming to be nonchalant in their response, and they weren't going to do that for another. When it turned out that it wasn't terrorism, it was still nonetheless a huge tragedy, and they wanted to be in there as soon as possible to provide the best support as well as the best public relations for that situation.
Yeah, we had the FEMA chief in Wisconsin this weekend doling out, or at least promising to dole out assistance for all the flooding we received. So there was a quick response, and money is on the way for victims of flooding here, and that was pretty fast.
Yeah,
they might have learned again, it wasn't the scale of New Orleans, but some lessons may have been learned.
Indeed.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. Mike in Whitewater, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. A little while ago, you were talking about the differences between Mississippi and Louisiana. I think you really ought to add a couple. One is that the cause, and you just mentioned this, really the cause of the problems in Louisiana really are the failure of the Corps of Engineers to build the levees properly, and that's caused a lot of consternation in Louisiana. And the other is the whole issue of coastal restoration is one that has been ignored and pussyfooted around for years, and is really necessary for the long-term salvation of New Orleans. And the federal government's also still kind of ignoring that, and I think that's the real difference in why Louisiana thinks that there's not very good response. In Mississippi, the response was strictly to a natural disaster.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. The fact that, you know, the administration could plausibly claim that it hasn't just been their fault. It's been a large degree their fault, most objective observers would say. But, you know, state and local efforts at neglecting the levees and neglecting the coastal restoration are also important in this matter. So there's been a fairly long-term ignorance of the long-term effects of being so close to this major river, being so close to the coast, and the effects that a large hurricane would have on this area. And you're right, the fact that Mississippi is just dealing with, and as massive as this is, they are only dealing with the effects of the high wind and the storm surge, whereas there are a whole complex of factors that are contributing to the long-term viability of New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, as we kind of turn back to the politics of Hurricane Katrina, is it apparent to you, Professor, which of the Democratic candidates has the ear or the vote of New Orleans?
I think it's still unclear. Despite recent demographic change, this is still a largely African American area, and so the appeal of both Hillary Clinton, who earns credibility by the fact that Bill Clinton was so popular within the African American community, as well as Barack Obama, who by virtue of his not only his race but also his urgent and recently released specific plan about dealing with the recovery, they both have credibility within the African American community, at least at this early point in the race. That said, in addition to being largely African American, it's still largely a Democratic area.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time comes and a nominee is picked, this area will still be pulling very strongly for whoever the Democrat will be, not just because of party affiliation, but because of general incumbent fatigue. They're unhappy with the state, they're unhappy with the local, and they also extremely unhappy with the federal response. So they're going to be looking for a new direction in politics. It gets complicated because New Orleans is shrunk. It's growing again, but it's still much smaller than its pre-Katrina population, and the rest of the state has increased in importance vis-a-vis New Orleans, and they are a lot more Republican than this area. So Louisiana's role in the Electoral College, Louisiana's role in picking the nominees and then the next president is still somewhat unclear because we really don't have a firm handle on what the Louisiana electorate looks like at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I said which of the Democrats because I assumed the area does typically vote Democratic, but I mean, are any of the Republican candidates making any inroads, do you think? I mean, or is this just an issue that Republicans are going to lose on?
Well, I think this is probably an issue the Republicans are going to lose on. That said, I think this is an issue that is not going to be a huge priority for a lot of voters in the state, because if you trace along the coast, if you're in the metropolitan New Orleans area, this is a huge issue. But if you're farther to the west, between Baton Rouge and Lake Charles, it's the response to Hurricane Rita that is the big thing. And if you're moving north in the state, it's other issues. It's the general economic picture. It's the idea that the recovery, while not directly affecting them, is being plagued by layers of bureaucracy and perhaps a small smattering of corruption. So, in the end, partisan loyalties are very strong in presidential politics. And so this is probably a slightly more Republican state than it was 2 years ago. And while it's probably a loser issue for the Republican presidential candidate, if I had to say right now, I'd say this is probably still going to be a red state when the votes are counted in November of 2008.
Yeah. Well, is New Orleans appreciating the attention from all of the candidates, including President Bush?
I think in general, as I mentioned earlier, people probably aren't paying terribly close attention. Their ears would certainly prick up if he was going to announce a major spending initiative. But no, they're not paying attention to the details. But in general, people down here are very appreciative of the attention, because with the candidates, with the president, come the national media. And the more that the story of New Orleans as rebuilding, as trying to change, as trying to redevelop a new economy, redevelop new areas for increased housing and allow people to move back, and to try to impress upon the nation our importance to not just this region but the entire country, I think that people appreciate that the attention that we're getting and the fact that someone is willing to talk about the hardships that many down here are still facing, and yet the opportunities that exist for this region.
Yeah, and we have just a minute to go. Beyond New Orleans and Louisiana, is this issue and the federal government's response to disasters like this, is that going to be an issue that will be an important one in the 2008 presidential race in general?
I think it's going to be important only because it kind of forms a nexus around a number of other issues that this administration has had to deal with, dealing with Iraq and the lead up to the conduct of and now the aftermath of the war, as well as problems within the Justice Department. Democrats are going to make a strong push. The Democratic candidates are going to make a strong push toward independent voters. Partisans see New Orleans the way that their partisanship does, but independent voters, the Democrats are going to try to say there's a whole culture of incompetence among the Republican administration. We need a change. And so it's really going to be those independent voters in those areas with lots of them, those geographic areas, mm-hmm. they're going to see the brunt of this mm-hmm. in a connection with a lot of issues regarding competence.
Thank you very much for being with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Brian Brox, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Tulane University. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing the hour. This is The Ideas Network.